Well, first, Jim, how hard is this for you? Obviously, professionally, you've been around. You've been fired. You've seen a lot of coaches fired. But personally, you know, it seems like you and Cam are kindred spirits, you know, faith, family, football. How hard is it to take over in this situation?
Well, it's difficult. You know, it's not easy. You know, Cam and I have known him for quite some time. He is a good man and has done a tremendous job throughout his career. And, you know, when you step in a situation like this, you never want to get the job simply because of the fact that one of your friends has got released. So that's not easy. But the other part of it is that, you know, I've been around long enough and seen a number of different situations throughout my career that, you know, when John came and we talked about the situation and I told him I'd do it, you know, I've taken on that task. I have a job to do. Although that the way it came about obviously is a bit bittersweet.
Okay, the next step, everybody's talking about where you never called plays. Are you concerned about the fact that you haven't actually done that during a game? Does that concern you at all?
Well, you know, there's nothing that's easy, you know, that for without question. But, you know, I mean, 1999, when I was the head coach at Wake Forest, if you know, I hadn't talked about it, I called every play of every game.
Oh, okay.
You know, I coordinated and I was the head coach. But that's, you know, and then the other thing is that it's not easy. Even when you've been doing it for 30 years,
right.
It's not easy. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. But like I said, I got a veteran team, veteran quarterback, and a lot of support around me as well.
Yeah, quarterback.
I don't have to do it alone.
Right. The quarterback you've been working with a lot. In the hurry-up offense, a lot of times, Joe sort of controls the plays, right? He sort of controls more than what's coming in. He hears a little bit. Do you think you'll use more of that, maybe lean on him a little bit more in the first game?
You know, it does give you options, and, you know, it just kind of depends on, you know, the flow of the game and just how we plan to attack them. That's always part of the package. It's just a matter of how much we want to utilize it.
Well, how do you attack a Peyton Manning team? Of course, you were the head coach. You've seen a lot of people attack you and your head coach with a Peyton Manning team. Do you feel like you have to control the football to keep it away from him? Or do you feel, hey, we got to score points because he's going to score one way or the other?
Well, you're going to have to score points. There's no question about that. But the thing about it is that we try and narrow our focus. One of the things about me is I like to try to keep things down to its lowest common denominator. Mm-hmm. Look at the things I'm responsible for. My responsibility is to get this offense moving, right? And make certain that we move, make sure we put that ball in the end zone. John sets the overall tenor of how we're going to attack a particular team. He does that. What we do is follow suit.
Looking at what you've done so far this year and the way it's progressed, what do you perceive? Will you do anything differently? Or, I mean, the way you call the plays, the number of carries, Ray Rice gets, all those different things, is it going to look a lot different with you doing it?
Well, you know, I think that remains to be seen. You know, mm-hmm. Obviously within a short period of time, I mean, you would not expect to see any wholesale changes.
Right.
You know, that certainly would create, I think, some problems because then you're doing things that the guys aren't comfortable with. So we're going to mix in some things here and there, but we may have a wrinkle or two, you know, that we think we can utilize from time to time.
All right. Well, good luck this week, Coach.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Appreciate it.